A large and extremely dangerous tornado is on the ground. Take immediate tornado precautions out in the Rowlett area. This is the strongest, most dangerous part of this system that we've seen so far. Moving through the Dallas area north into Collin County. And again, Rowlett. It's a tornado seen on the ground at Rowlett. Actually spotted most of the tornadic activity that we've seen and been talking about has been mainly seen on radar imaging. This is a radar-confirmed tornado and seen in a particularly large tornado, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado. Confirmed at 6:58 just a few minutes ago, located over Rockwall, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. And this warning is going to be in effect till 7:30 p.m. for northeastern Dallas and western Rockwall counties and southern Collin County. And it may be extended as well, depending on where this system moves. But the tornado was moving over Highway 66, over Lake Ray Hubbard. If you're in the path, if you're heading that way, don't change your plans. Move. Wait for this to get past. The tornado is expected to be near Wiley around 7:10. That's about 8 minutes from now. Farmersville around 7:25. Again, this is a confirmed, large, very damaging tornado moving over the Rowlett area into Collin County. Expected to be on Highway 66 over Lake Ray Hubbard. Now, do not head into that area. And if you are in that area, take cover. Take precautions. Take cover from the storm. And the tornado is expected to be near Wiley in about 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Find a safe place in your home. Do not go out. If you are out, find shelter and get out of the path of the storm. The tornado expected to be in Farmersville around 7:25. 7:25. Don't head towards Farmersville for the moment. Wait. If you are on the road, find shelter. Find a safe place to be. Some other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include St. Paul, Buckingham, Nevada, and Lavon. It includes Interstate 30 between mile markers 51 and 69. It's a large and extremely dangerous tornado, and it's on the ground. Take immediate tornado precautions. This is an emergency situation. It's been observed to be a significant threat to the area around Highway 66 over Lake Ray Hubbard. Now expected to be in Wiley at 7:10, Farmersville around 7:25. A tornado warning. This is the most significant damaging activity we've seen with any of these storms so far. Again, a tornado warning in effect till 7:30 for southern Collin, northeastern Dallas, and western Rockwall counties. And at 6:58, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over Rockwall, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. It's a particularly dangerous situation. It's a damaging tornado. Radar has confirmed the tornado, and it's been seen as well. And it is over, is reported in, debris has been reported in the air over Lake Ray Hubbard. A large and dangerous tornado is moving over Highway 66 over Lake Ray Hubbard. Do not be in the path of this tornado. Don't head in that direction. Wait. Wait till it passes. The tornado is expected to be near Wiley around 7:10, 5 minutes from now, in Farmersville around 7:25 p.m. Also, once again, tornado warning has been issued for the southwestern part of Kaufman County. And again, that moving northeast straight towards Terrell, just to the west side of Kaufman at present. But moving north and northeast, that storm cell
about to cross 380.
The largest, most threatening part of that storm cell, with a very large, dangerous tornado confirmed on that one. Actually spotted by people. Again, a lot of the stuff throughout the late afternoon and early evening, a lot of the tornadic activity mainly identified by radar and to be in the air. The one in Kaufman having touched the ground, and the one in Collin County, this one being confirmed by storm spotters in the air, throwing a lot of debris. And those bridges can be especially dangerous right now, going across Lake Levan. But this cell continues to move. It's been in Wiley for the past few minutes, moving through there, continuing north and east. Farmersville starting to see some of the activity of this, heavy rains and winds. With the meat of that storm cell behind it, just south of Highway 380, just south of the Princeton area, right there, and mainly over Lake Levan right now, and the western edges, the edges between that.
We interrupt regular programming at the request of the National Weather Service to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at 7:02. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Collin County until 10 p.m. I requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement.
And as if the tornadoes weren't enough, now some flooding.
To look again at the very one in
Kaufman County. This is another very dangerous area, too. And this area has expanded and almost met the other tornado warning area. And let's... In effect, the eastern line, basically Mesquite, Dallas area to around Terrell, that whole area with Forney smack dab in the middle all the way down to Ellis County through Kaufman County, just to the west of Kaufman County. This goes in the area between Kaufman and Crandall and Segoville. On 175, 20, Highway 80. Highway 34 affected by this. And that is a tornado warning. And that also had a touchdown earlier, creating damage. Along with the tornado, the touchdown in the Rowlett area earlier. That storm still moving north and east at about 50 miles per hour, affecting the Farmersville, Blue Ridge, Nevada, Wiley, Rockwall. Rockwall, you may see it, the other tornado warning on the upper edge. You may see the southern edge of Rockwall affected by the storms coming up north from the Kaufman area. And these tornado warnings in effect... Some of them till 7:30 was just a few seconds away now. See if some of these areas have more or less gotten in the clear, at least momentarily. But the storms moving up through Collin and Rockwall County and Hunt County, the western edge of Hunt County, moving into Fannin County now. Not a very dangerous storm. We saw a tornado created by that one touch ground in Rowlett. Capable of creating some very dangerous situations. If you're in any part of this area and you're on the road, get off the road, find some shelter. And if you had some place to be, now you don't. Just wait. Tell them the man on the radio told you to stay put. KTR, this is Kevin. You're on the air.
Yes, is there any bad weather coming towards Greenville? I always trust you guys better than I trust the weather services.
Well, thank you very much. Right now, it looks like Greenville is not specifically seeing any bad weather, but it's hard to tell. These storms are kind of shifting direction a little bit. We're seeing some stuff crop up. The main damaging thing near Greenville is just to the west on 380 between Greenville and Princeton and Farmersville.
Okay.
But there are some storms in the Kaufman area, and they're moving through Terrell, between Terrell and Forney right now, and they are on a track to potentially hit Greenville. But we have to see how those happen. A lot of these cells have gotten very strong and then gotten weak as well. So we are tracking that. But officially, the tornado warning is in Kaufman County and ends at Rockwall County and Hunt County, but that may be extended as that cell tracks up basically straight up Highway 34 from Terrell through Quinlan to Greenville. So we are tracking some of that.
Keep an eye.
Yeah. And
you guys have walked me through. I'm fortunately in what I consider to be a safe place.
Good, good, excellent.
But when I was alone, just me and the dogs, you guys have walked me through it many a night. And God bless you. I appreciate you being there.
Well, thank you very much, and stay safe tonight.
You too, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
So as you see, some people, and that, this is some of the most extreme activity we've seen from these cells for the evening tonight and the late afternoon. And it makes sense as the sun goes down, you know, the temperatures change. And if you already had a sort of shady situation out there with the weather and possible tornadic activity, it starts to get a little intensified. Tornado warning in effect. Moving into the southern parts of Rockwall County now. We're basically right up 205 from between Terrell and Rockwall. And on the edges of 34 from Terrell as it goes into Quinlan. That one tracking kind of the southern edges. It's just moving into the Rockwall area now. That storm. Now, the tornado warning has not been activated yet for any part of that area. So hopefully we've seen the dissipation of the tornadic activity, at least hopefully not indicated on radar any longer. But we still have some tornado warning in effect for the area between Terrell and Forney, essentially, and northwards towards the Rockwall County line. So that would be along Highway 80. On Highway 20, from Terrell to Forney to Sunnyvale, essentially. That's still officially a tornado warning area. And that particular cell moving north at 35 miles per hour and moving into the Rockwall area. So, hope.
We interrupt regular programming at the request of the National Weather Service to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at 7:40. The National Weather Service has issued a new tornado warning for northeastern Collin County, southeastern Grayson County, southern Fannin County, and northwestern Hunt County until 8:15. Are requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement.
And so, see, as you heard, that a new tornado warning being issued for that area. Farmersville, Princeton, Celeste, Blue Ridge, Wiley. Very dangerous. Now, a 1.2 tornadoes are very, very hard to verify at night visually. So if anyone had the idea of wanting to go out and kind of take a look and try to confirm if you're in this area to see if you see a tornado touching down again, as it already did in Rowlett, don't. There's very little chance you'd be able to. So just seek shelter, find a safe place to be, and wait this storm out. If you're on a road heading into this area, turn around, go back home. This would be on 380 from Greenville, headed to Farmersville and Princeton. This would be on 69, going to Celeste. And then this is heading towards Bonham.